Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so before we get to the people, the question was, Gretchen Whitmer last night, our governor, she said that she's banning all gatherings of 250 people or more. And I said to my wife last night, I said, I wouldn't be anywhere near 200, 250 people. I wouldn't be near 100 people. Like I and you guys will laugh and be like, oh, you are such a goof. And I'm like, listen, I got a fantasy baseball draft tomorrow. And there was part of me that was like, I don't know if I want to be around 12 people. But all kidding aside, like, I'm trying to do my part. You know, there's going to be a small gathering tonight and a dinner I'm supposed to be at. Now, again, it's not a large thing. There might be 20 people. But that's still a consideration where I'm like, do I go? What did you make of the governor? I know we've got some thoughts on the speech and kind of the update on the testing in the country, and that's fine. But I also wanted to mix that in. You know, now that our schools are closed, now that the governor has banned mass gatherings, now that sports has disappeared, what's your weekend look like? Are you going to dinner with your wife tonight? Local restaurant, small restaurant, it's certainly under 250 people. Are you going? Or are you not? And there's no judgment. I feel like I've eliminated all my travel plans, all my big gathering plans, all that's gone. I'm going to primarily stay home. I have a couple things that I think are necessary for me to do. One involves 11 people. The other will involve 20 people in a private setting. I'm still going to do those two things. But outside of that, I'm going to be home. Might go out, grab a carryout. Might make a stop at the grocery store. Not today, but in a few days. But outside of that, I'm going to try to do my part and just power down. Am I wrong for doing the things I'm doing? Should I totally just bunker and never be seen again? I don't know. I know I'm not getting on an airplane. I know I'm not going to bars. I'm not going to a concert. I'm not going to make a habit of being out in big groups. But the governor said 250 or more banned. I would be nowhere near 150, 200 people. Nowhere. 248-539-9797. You got a number of things to comment on. And by the way, the Lions cut Rick Wagner. What a world. I don't even know what to say. Sully, go ahead, though. And I want David to comment, too. I mean, this is, and if you think I'm making a mistake by doing what I'm doing tonight, or please say it. I'm not going to be offended. But, like, I feel like I'm talking gatherings of 20 or less.
Sure. No,
and I'm even limiting those.
Well, and I can't, no, of course we need to take this seriously, and I can't blame you for that. I will absolutely go. I have no fear or no issue going out to dinner. Okay, doing stuff like that. If my girlfriend and I want to go out to dinner or something, that's more than I don't even think twice about it. Where I do think twice is, sure, the larger gatherings. I just think there's that line where I'm not going to live my life in fear, okay? And I think that there's a difference between living in fear and just being cautious and being safe, being smart. For instance, I'll just use a personal example. There's a big bar crawl going on in Royal Oak tomorrow. that was a ton of people are going to be at that I was thinking about going to. I'm not going to go to that.
Now that's different than anything that you described before. No, I would not do that.
No, and it's not something that I would do that with all the coronavirus.
How is that even allowed?
Well, I wonder after the governor said 250 people, if that would be considered and it would be canceled. As of last night, when I looked into it and heard about it, it was still going on.
I would not
do
that.
So, no, I have a hard time believing it would still actually go on. But that's my point. I'm certainly not going to go to something like that. I have no issue, though, hanging out with a few friends, no issue going to dinner. I wouldn't even really think twice about that, to be honest with you. But sure, a concert, a small concert, the 20, 30, 40 people events, I would not probably do something like that.
You would or would not?
I would not do a concert, or I'm talking about like an event with 30, 40 people, I probably wouldn't do.
So what's your cutoff?
If I'm around 10 people or so, I wouldn't even think about it. Now, where I would think about it is, sure, you know what? If I went to a bar tomorrow night and the bar was really crowded, I would think about it then. But
I would never.
If I was at my house and a few friends came over, you know, less than 10, you know, 10 people or so, I think that'd be completely normal.
Okay. I just had to ask. It's not a judgment. It's we're all trying to process here. David, how about you? Governor says 250 or more, banned. What's your cutoff here? You hanging out with 100 people?
I don't have a cutoff. I'm doing exactly what I did before. I will go to the movies. I will go to church. I will go to anything. I don't have a limit. Look, yes, we should be worried. We should be precautious. But I'm not too concerned going out to the grocery store, going out to a concert. I'm just fine. I will do what I need to do. I will wash my hands. I will tell my family to wash their hands and be safe and, you know, keep a safe distance between people. But I'm still going to do what I've done, go to restaurants.
Yeah. Well, and here's one that a lot of people are texting in. This is a very real-life example for a lot of people. There's a lot of bowling leagues tonight, okay? And some people are texting, hey, I got a bowling league, 40 people at the bowling alley. I'm still going. This is our Friday night league.
Yeah,
one where I think people might think twice. Apparently, the bar crawl that I just mentioned, that did get rescheduled today, it looks like, to April 18th. It was the St. Patrick's Day-themed bar crawl. But yeah.
I think for a couple of weeks, we got to reprioritize stuff. I don't know.
I mean, we talked about it with youth sports. I assume almost all youth sports are canceled right now, right? There's not going to be parents.
I think all
out there.
Recreational sports. There's no basketball leagues that are going to go on.
Indoor soccer.
Yeah. No way. I wouldn't go to the gym.
A lot of people are asking about the gym too.
I wouldn't go. That's a high germ area, anyways. I wouldn't go. I just think for a couple of weeks of our lives, really power down. I have the two things I listed to you and nothing else. One's an important, you know, personal thing. And the other is, again, what you described. You know, if you're having some friends over the house, I'm going to have a fantasy baseball draft. All the guys, we've already talked to everybody. Anyone, obviously, if you woke up tomorrow and you felt even the slightest bit, do not show up. We'll figure it out. We're going to wipe down the whole place. We're also going to, you know, again, be careful, sit 5-6 feet apart. We have the room to do it. Use hand sanitizer, you know, be careful. But, like, we're going to do our fantasy baseball draft. I don't, if that's irresponsible and people want to yell at me for it, they can. But, like I'm saying, the governor said 250 or less. I'm sitting here at 10 or less. So I'm trying to, I don't know. I'm trying to still... I want to be responsible, and I want to do my part, and I don't want to put others in danger, but I don't know. Tom Izzo said it best. Maybe there's no middle ground in this. Maybe we all just become isolationists and hermits, and we just don't leave our houses unless it's an emergency for 3 weeks. I don't know. It hasn't been instructed yet. Well, so I'm kind of like, what do I do?
Someone's texting saying just that, and they have a different reason for it. We have a baby due in 2 weeks. I'm avoiding everyone for the safety of my child and wife
Absolutely.
For the next couple weeks.
Absolutely.
And then a couple people are texting, hey, my church is already canceled on Sunday because that's a gathering over 250. And a few people as well asking, I guess it's an advice show, but they're asking, hey, I have a flight.
Nope.
A flight to Florida next week.
Nope.
Do you think I should go?
Take your cues from Dr. Fauci, who just spoke at that podium and who's been all over the news. Or take your cues from Sanjay Gupta. Take your cues from a doctor. Last night, the question was asked about domestic flight. And he said, look, my job, my mission is national health, right? Public health. If I had to get on an airplane in the name of public health, I would. But if you're asking me, would I take a trip for fun? Absolutely not. Not right now. There's no reason to get on an airplane. I canceled 3 different flights that I was supposed to get on. Only one of them was our work trip. It's not the time or place to get on an airplane right now. And that's not me saying it. I'm giving you a direct quote from the most respected, contagious medicine doctor in the country.
Well, and what sucks, too, we were talking about with sports, and you mentioned people saying, hey, Cassius Winston, not going to see him again in Spartan, his days are over. And what also sucks, too, is like for the college seniors right now, I saw about an hour ago, there was an announcement, University of Michigan cancels all spring graduation activities to curb the speed of the virus. There's going to be, even on a non-sports, there's going to be college seniors that don't even get to walk across the stage and graduate because of this. That sucks. It really does. But that should also speak to how serious people are taking this.
We get to the people next, 97.1. All right, let's get to the people. Go to Trevor. Trev's been here for a while, and we hit a point in the show. We carried some audio, and Trev, I'm sorry it took so long. What's going on?
Oh, hey, yeah, absolutely. No problem. I completely understand. No, I'm just calling in. I'll be honest. I'm 21. I'm a student at IUPUI in Indianapolis. It's like I'm concerned about this going home. It's like my mom is just hit the age 60, and it's like I'm just worried about stuff like spreading this to her or spreading this to her friends. It's like I think people really need to be concerned about stuff like that is not really how it's going to affect you more so, but how it's going to affect everyone else around you.
Right. And I think, look, this is the problem with it, Trevor, is we're looking for something that maybe we aren't going to get, which is if we attempted to tell people, don't leave your house for a few weeks, it would instill a panic because American society, we're just not going to do that. So it's like, if you leave your house, you're like, well, then I'm part of the problem. And if I don't, then I seem like an alarmist.
Yeah, it's like a very weird situation. It's like, it's almost like, I think like you said earlier, it's got to be something in the middle. It's like, it's not like you got to be locked down. You can't go anywhere ever. But it's like, you do have to be, it's like you need to be considerate about it. And just try and do your best with not spreading it and try and contain it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think Sully's not a good example. His parents are young, but like if your parents are older, maybe you go 2 weeks without seeing them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You FaceTime or call, but you got to go 2 weeks. We're not going to be in the same place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's stuff like, and this is just another side point, but it's like this all affects everybody. Like I was listening to your guys' stuff yesterday. Hatchett mentioned his guy in Indianapolis. I had friends that went to that game. It's like that. It's like this serious stuff where it's like if my time in the air, it's like anybody will remember anything. It's like to take this seriously. Don't be an alarmist, but it's like take it seriously and be considerate of the people around you and don't spread this.
Yeah, no, Trevor, it's you're absolutely right, and that's where I don't know. Like in an honest moment, maybe I'm being hypocritical. Maybe if I'm taking it serious, I do nothing. I just lock myself in. I don't know. Like I'm not gonna do high risk stuff. I'm not going to go out that many times unnecessarily. I'm not going to do anything socially really outside of these two things I have, but neither of them would seem to be high risk. I mean, the governor said 250, the thing I'll be at tonight will be under 30. My fantasy draft is 12. Outside of that, I'll be with 3 people. My wife and 2 dogs.
But even
saying those 2 are people would be a different deal. But I like my dogs quite a bit.
But even then, okay, if you're going to a dinner, there's 30 people at or whatever, that's also different than being at a bar or a concert where you're shoulder to shoulder with people.
Correct.
You know, that's completely different as well. You have your separation. Correct. Not to say that germs can't spread,
but Mike,
of course,
maybe it's hypocritical for any of us to do anything. Maybe it should be a lockdown. I don't know.
Well, and let me read this text because this kind of speaks to the whole parent and family angle of it, too.
I need the czar of doctors to just tell me once and for all, should I just sit inside for 2 weeks? And I'm fine with that. MLB The Show just came out today.
There you go.
I'll rebuild the Cincinnati Reds. I got plenty of time. I'll do the show, and I'll fire up the old PlayStation. I'll do some reading. I'll be all right. But I don't know, man.
Well, let me read this. Guys, I'm an ICU nurse downtown Detroit, and another thing that needs to be stressed to the public right now is that if you have loved ones already in the hospital or having outpatient procedures, please avoid coming in to visit. Yeah. Visitors are great for patient morale and recovery, but risking their health or even yours is not worth it to come visit your loved one in the hospital. If you can just call or text them, please do that instead. I think that's pretty good advice. It sucks because, morale, it's great to visit loved ones in the hospital, but you got to think about that stuff.
Yes, David.
I'm glad you just brought that up because, yes, I'm not a doctor. I have an uncle that is a doctor.
No way.
And I've been in contact with him. And, yes, he has told our family that if you have any kind of symptoms, wait it out a week. Because when you go to the hospital and you don't have it, now you're infecting other people at the hospital that are there for actual reasons. Maybe they've already been sick or had surgery. So kind of stay home. You're right. Stay away from the hospitals as much as you can. Don't visit.
No, I'm asking. It's, and this is my problem. I have a very black and white personality where it's like right and wrong. It's very linear. You know, A, B, C, D. We go in order. Is it you either just stay home and do nothing, or is it okay as long as you're in these small, not events, like things, like dinner with six people or... I don't know. Fantasy baseball draft, 11 people. Like, I don't know.
Well, and that's what I was wondering, too, because I'm friends with several bar owners in the area. And for as much as I'm there, all right, you get to know some people, all right?
Wow, Roberto.
I'm friends with several bar owners. And I've asked a couple of them already, hey, what are you expecting for this weekend? Are you expecting it to be down? Like, I'm interested to see if you're still going to get good crowds for the bar this weekend. And most of them are like, yeah, you know what? We really have no clue. We think it's obviously going to be down a little bit, but who the heck even knows with all this stuff going on?
All right. I'd like to bump someone to the front of the line, and I don't want to upset any of our listeners, but when a doctor calls in at a time like this, I think it's important, and I certainly don't want to keep this person on hold. So I'm going to move Phil to the front of the line. Phil, how are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, of course. I'm actually on the way home, and I was just listening, and it is kind of crazy, the uncertainty and kind of the people not knowing what to do, you know, as much as guidelines might be laid out here and there.
Right.
And I just kind of wanted to reiterate to you that I think what you're doing is absolutely reasonable. You and yourself and all your friends who are getting together are not sick. Number one, you don't have a travel history.
Nope.
Number two, and you're not going to be coughing and sneezing on each other. You know, you're not going to be sitting, getting each other sick. This is a droplet disease, which means that it's not in the air. You can't get it by just standing next to someone who has it. It has to come from one of their droplets, from a cough or a sneeze or what have you.
And Phil, look, above and beyond, I've also cut 95% of my activities. They're gone. I've canceled all flights. I've canceled travel. I've canceled concert tickets. I've canceled it all. And I'm fine with it. There's zero complaining for me. There's two things I'm going to do. But other than that, I'm staying home. I think the dogs are going to get sick of me.
And that's very reasonable. And, you know, if everyone kind of took that approach, I think people are going to get sick and that's going to be okay. But it's just not going to be an issue that completely overwhelms our healthcare system and particularly the ICU beds. You know, and that's kind of what we're going for.
Let me ask you a question, Phil, because I you would have some insight into it. Where does not only Governor Whitmer, but where do they get the number? Like, for instance, she said gatherings of 250 or more. Obviously, that's not an arbitrary thing, is it?
I don't think where that number comes from. What I can tell you is the general goal of decreasing the prevalence of this disease because of what they call the case mortality rate. And of course, that number is about 2 to 3% right now. But if, are you with me?
I am with you.
Oh, sorry. So if, you know, let's say every single American gets sick in the country, that's 330 million people roughly. And that equates to about 1%, which is 3 million people dying. Now multiply that by 5, and that puts you where you're going to have ICU admissions. And we don't have 15 or 16 million ICU beds. We have less than 100,000.
Right.
So we just need to keep less. We need less people getting sick all at the same time. That's really the biggest issue.
I mean, Phil, I in the limited time I have with you, I wanted to make sure I asked this other question. So when it was discussed today about hospitals enacting their emergency plan, we can ramp up and increase some of the beds or convert certain spaces. But Phil, how many more beds does that buy us if every hospital goes to their emergency game plan?
Yeah, it's tough because it's really hard to make an ICU bed because you need special equipment in that room. You need ventilators. You need proper ventilation. It doesn't buy you $15 million. I'll tell you that much.
No, definitely not. I'm saying, could we get to 125 or 150?
You know, that's above my pay grade.
Okay.
I would hope that we would be innovative and figure out a way to do it. But I couldn't tell you.
Okay, Phil. Listen, I appreciate the call. Be safe.
So. Yeah, wash your hands. Take it easy.
Yeah, no. Listen, I'm with you. All right, I'm hand sanitizing every 5 minutes. It's ridiculous, but it is what it is. I don't. It's not about me. I'm not worried about dying. I just want to not screw up. I think at this point I'd be afraid to cough or afraid to sneeze. I'd like run away. I wouldn't know what to do. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.